This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You and I have unfinished business.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Get away from her, you...
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
At the movies on BFM 89.9.
I'm Umar Pagan, Apke Pagan, alongside Bahe Yusuf. The rom-com is something of a genre that has gone on hiatus over the last few years. When Bahe and I were growing up, it was pretty much a staple on our cinema screens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everything from Sleepless in Seattle to When Harry Met Sally,
Big,
Pretty Woman,
Joe and the Volcano,
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Man, we are just naming quite a few.
Right? You've got Mail, What Women Want.
Yeah.
There's Something About Mary.
I think Something About Mary will probably be that crossover point for rom-coms because, yes, it's a romantic comedy, but it's more comedy than romantic.
That's true. I think it kind of tripped into raunchy at that point.
Yes.
Because that's what the Farrelly brothers did, right?
Yeah.
They brought the raunch to the romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Now, this year and last, we've seen a whole bunch of rom-coms on Netflix.
Yeah.
And it seems to be the platform where the genre is experiencing something of a revival, right? So we're going to talk today about Set It Up, which is the seventh rom-com this year on Netflix.
What are the other six?
I think it started from that Christmas Prince movie thing in December.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
okay.
Which was cheesy as all hell, but incredibly popular.
Hmm.
It was the good kind of cheese. That being said, Set It Up, directed by Claire Scanlon, who's done work, I believe, on Brooklyn Nine-Nine and other television shows. So Claire Scanlon has brought together Zoe Deutsch, Glenn Powell, Lucy Liu, and Taye Diggs to tell a rather predictable story that feels a little inspired by The Parent Trap. Only in this case, they aren't necessarily parents, but a pair of bosses, right? So Zoe Deutsch and Glenn Powell play a pair of beleaguered assistants who kind of decide to Cyrano.
Yeah.
Their bosses, their alpha work-obsessed bosses with one another in the hope that they will spend more time out of the office.
And give them more personal time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They are the most brutalized assistants.
And I think the movie opens up quite amusingly to set that up because it's a bit of a montage to show all these really overworked assistants of potentially alpha bosses as well, right?
Getting them to do the most ridiculous things.
Yeah, just
break up with girlfriends.
Break up on behalf of, get laundry, you know. And it's just
ordering the most specific types of food.
Yeah, and it's just a really amusing way of opening it up because it shows that there's an entire environment of these people. So it's not just these two people that we're following. It's just there's an entire ecosystem of beleaguered assistants out there in New York City.
So there was a time when the rom-com did really well at the box office as well. I think to date, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, raking in over $240 million, is probably the highest grossing rom-com of all time.
Yeah, but it's a bit of a misnomer to say because there haven't been that many or many good ones since.
I think the highest grossing rom-coms of all time, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, followed by What Women Want, followed by Hitch, followed by Pretty Woman, and then there's Something About Mary. Those are the top five, right? Mm. And over the last few years, there has been something of a staleness.
Yeah.
And these movies just kind of flop at the box office, and they don't necessarily draw the A-list stars either.
Yeah, I think it's just an idea that there's a feeling, I guess, that it's all been done.
Or exactly.
There's only so many ways you can tell that story. I mean, with, you know, it's... You know, with What Women Want, that's the one with Mel Gibson, right?
That's right. Where he could read their minds.
Yeah, and then there's like an older version, and then there's the guy who's trying to set people up in Hitch. So
yeah.
Almost all the permutations and tropes have been done.
With this one, which Set It Up, even though it is somewhat predictable, I think it does take a very unique course in trying to tell the story. And that's what I enjoyed about this movie. Okay, so first things first, I mean, the script is packed with jokes and character banter.
Mm.
And that's good to begin with.
And that's great. Yeah,
because
yeah.
the comedy element in the rom-com is still there.
Yeah. And I think for me, this reminds me a lot about of the early Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan stuff.
Yes.
Right? So there's the chemistry between Zoe Deutsch and Glenn Powell is really, really something else. Right? So, yes, put it out there, they're going to get together. But it comes a little late on in the film. There's a lot of just very friendly banter, very... what's the word I'm looking for? They know each other. They, in the sense that they're both beleaguered assistants. They're both stepped on, overworked, overused, underutilized, underappreciated people. And they sort of come together at that.
And therein lies the key, right? Because every good rom-com needs to have two charming leads.
Yes.
And Zoe Deutsch and Glenn Powell really pull it off. Because if you don't have the two charming leads at the top, everything else falls apart.
Yeah.
And thus you have the John Cusack, Kate Beckinsale pairings, the Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan pairings.
Yeah.
Somehow all of those rom-coms that I think we've seen with Gerard Butler, and I think there are one or two of them, just he doesn't work as a rom-com lead.
No.
I don't know why.
I think they keep trying. So they've tried a lot with Gerard Butler. There was Bounty Hunter with Jennifer Aniston. There was P.S. I Love You with Hilary Swank in 2007. Tried again 2 years later with Katherine Heigl in The Ugly Truth. It's and then apparently in 2012... playing for keeps. They just keep trying to force that guy.
Yeah, and it doesn't work.
It doesn't
Meanwhile,
work.
Here are two characters that are eminently watchable on screen, but have a certain charm, believable charm,
yeah.
that they actually are interested in one another. I mean, sure, there is that prototypical meet cute
yeah.
in the lobby of their building when they first encounter each other. But why this movie succeeds is something you pointed out, in that they get to know each other. They are friends.
Yes.
You know they're going to fall in love.
Yeah.
But they actually become friends throughout this film first.
Yeah.
Before that actually happens. And you see them kind of grow and slowly fall for each other. It isn't one of those creepy, you know, love at first sight things, and
yeah.
then I'm going to pursue you,
yeah.
and then you're going to reject me, or we're going to get together and you're going to do something to break my heart, and then I'm going to fall out, and then I'm going to get back together again.
Yeah.
So it doesn't follow that same old formula.
And again, even that meet cute is not a traditional meet cute. The meet cute is a very argumentative. It's not aggressive.
It is somewhat aggressive.
It's kind of aggressive.
Because
yeah.
they're both alpha assistants as well.
Yes,
and you have to be.
Yeah, you have to be to be managing the schedules of these fellows. It sort of really starts there that they start off at a point where someone's stolen someone's dinner essentially, and then they warm up to each other, then they hang out, then they become friends, and all this is in pursuit of getting their bosses to sort of go out with each other. So it's never a hey, let's just go for a drink, which is nice. They've always got a mission, they've always got a focus, and the focus isn't each other.
Also, the resolution of their boss's story doesn't necessarily play out the way I think it was going to as well.
Yeah, that was surprising.
Which was a nice surprising twist.
Mm.
The movie is also very self-aware that it is a rom-com, and so they often make jokes about the limitations of rom-coms
yes.
in the movie, and
yeah.
that's quite nice too.
Yeah, and I think you brought up the Parent Trap thing, and only because they brought it up themselves in
yes.
the movie, which is
yes.
quite nice. Yeah.
Yes. There are some modern touches as well. They talk about Lucy Liu's character, who is this really go-getter career woman, and
who's
society kind of perceive her. Yes, because
she's in sports. She's not a fashion model.
She's not the editor of a fashion magazine. Right?
She's not like a hard boss of a business, a general generic business. No, she's a sports reporter into sports.
Well, she's a sports reporter that kind of made it big and
yeah.
now runs her own empire,
yes.
right? There's also Harper. Harper is Zoe Deutsch's character. There's also Harper's own ambitions, and they talk about how that's been scuppered as well. Not by anyone else, but actually her own insecurities.
Yeah, it's that idea that in the chase of being a part of Lucy Liu's organization, by wanting to be a part of that, by trying to earn her respect, Lucy Liu's respect, she essentially forgets to actually do any writing. So that's sort of the fault of that. Like she sort of makes it too comfortable in being this assistant that she doesn't actually become a writer.
Yeah, I think the The best thing about Set It Up is the fact that it made me miss the rom-com.
Yeah.
It made me miss how much I actually enjoyed watching these sorts of films growing up. Almost every couple of years, there would be a Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan pairing. And even if there wasn't, it felt like that in our heads because we saw them on screen together so much.
Yeah, if it's not Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan, it's Meg Ryan. And Kevin Kline had some really interesting fun ones as well.
I think he did.
Yeah.
And so did Matthew McConaughey, if I'm not mistaken.
I think for Matthew McConaughey, there was a point where it just became Matthew McConaughey playing Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, it did.
In another rom-com, this time with Sarah Jessica Parker.
That's right. It did. I think there may be life in the genre if they can pull off these smaller, self-contained stories in which the humor is based on character banter. So all of the humor in this, it fits with the characters.
Yeah.
It isn't like a lot of the other comedies we've been seeing of late, you know, like The Spies and The Bridesmaids and those kind of raunchy comedies where every joke is kind of set up, punchline.
Yeah, it's a skit.
It isn't exactly. It's a skit. It isn't actually rooted in who these characters or people are.
Yeah, it's that the comparison is between something like Hitch and this, right? Hitch, the comedy comes from Will Smith and What's-His-Face doing a silly dance in the room to a song that you don't expect Will Smith and this guy to be doing a silly dance to. Whereas in this one, it's a character thing. They're at Yankee Stadium. Zoe Deutsch's character overdicked in the gift shop. And I love that bit because Harper comes out of the gift shop and she says, "I'm sorry I got here early. I was dicking around the gift shop. I overdicked." And then Charlie goes, "There's no such thing as overdicking." Then there's a bit of a payoff later in the film. And
exactly.
It's hilarious, right?
It's very, very funny.
Yeah. So it's not a slapstick comedy. It's not, you know, them doing a dance and falling down and falling in love. It's just character-based, dialogue-based, it's personality-based stories.
Go check out Set It Up. It's actually streaming on Netflix right now. It's a good bit of fun. It runs for about 2 hours, which is slightly longer than most rom-coms.
Was it 2 hours? About 150, 149, 145, something like that.
It feels slightly longer than most rom-coms, but I think it's worth it.
Yeah.
And I think you'll have a good time. It's a great weekend watch. So check it out. Let us know what you think. I'm on at Umar Pagan.
I'm at Bahiwai.
You're listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.